Today's daf is daf tet zayin. We're holding on tet vav amud beit at the bottom, at the Mishnah. And our president will do the honors this morning with a rousing... Not bad. So we know we had the Mishnah yesterday. And the truth is that the arbitrary cutting the Mishnayot in order to fit the Gemara in over here is a little bit confusing. But the Mishnah basically begins with a list of Shvu, of Nedarim, Koinim. So it goes to the, in the same cases, any Yoshin, any Mahalek, and so on. And here we have those cases as Shvu'ah. This is meant to serve as a contrast between Dovash Yesh Bo Mamash, Dovash Ein Bo Mamash, forces us to concentrate on how it's possible to make a Koinim on a Shvu'ah, on a Nedash Ein Bo Mamash, or to take Ravina's approach that there is a Balyach al Durabonon on a Neder Shein Bo Mamash, which we'll see is actually much more reasonable in terms of the Seder of the Mishnayot, and the Gemara is going to assume his approach. And then we go on to other examples, which again we're breaking off here in the middle, sort of arbitrarily, because we can't Korban Lo Chalacha, Horkorban Shol Chalacha, it's going to be followed by the continuation of the Mishnah a few lines later, Shvuah lo chalacha, Hashvuah shol chalacha, and so on. If you take a look at the Ran, you'll see that he has these two Mishnayot connected, one right after the other. Doesn't put the Gemara in between them. So again, this is sometimes confusing the way that we chop up a Mishnah to fit in the Gemara, and certainly it's not carved in stone by any means. So in any event, the continuation of the previous Mishnah where we had cases where you would make a neder that is the equivalent of I will not sleep, or I will not talk, or either through saying, focusing on the body part which does that thing, so it's konem raglai milechet, or through having a balyachad rabbon and a libra ravina. It's contrasted here with a shvua, where straight out a person, obviously since a shvua is chal on the individual, so there's no problem of it being an intangible, because it has to do with what you're going to do or not do. It has nothing to do with the item, and therefore its tangibility is irrelevant. So in those cases, all of the above would be aser. If you say, korban lo ochalacha, ha korban she'ochalacha, you will recall that there's a big machlokus that we had earlier in the whole list of Imra, Dirim, Yerushalayim, and so on. Heichal Yerushalayim. We had a machlokas Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, about whether the kaf hadimyon is essential. Do we need to say ki korban ki Yerushalayim? And if not, then it means the person is attempting to say by Jerusalem, right, or by the holy karma, which is a meaningless statement. So over here, the Mishnah seems to be saying that if you say korban lo ochalacha, so then that would mean that I'm certainly not trying to say anything about Isser, because even if we assume that it means it shall be like a korban, then it's saying it shall be like a korban what I don't eat from you. In which case, what I do eat from you will not be as a korban. That's the maximal interpretation. So therefore, for sure, there's not going to be any Isser in that case, because you can't, if it means chayei korban, and you would be trying to make a shvuah, it also wouldn't work, because you can't make a shvuah with the holy korban anyway. So no matter how we look at this, this is not a problem. However, you'll note that the implications are that if you said korban ochalacha, so then it was she ochalacha, it would mean that which I will eat from you will be a korban. And it would be osir, because we do not say that case is mutter, which would have been a much bigger chiddush. Now that's only true, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't say ki korban, it's a meaningless statement no matter whether you say she'ochal or you say she'lo'ochal. So we immediately see with the very first case that the Mishnah is going a little bit of Rabbi Meir and does not require the chof ha'dimyon, which turns out to be important as we'll see when we analyze it in the Gemara. So korban lo'ochalacha, ha korban she'ochalacha, remember the case of ha korban, everybody is moda, that the meaning of ha korban is by the holy korban, therefore it's for sure not a way to make a shvuah or a neder. Lo korban lo chalacha, which implies that what I will eat from you shall be a korban, but which is predicated on bichlalavat hashomehahein, which according to Rabbi Meir is not true. And since we've already shown we're going a little bit to Rabbi Meir, it ought to be okay, except for one minor problem, which was the famous case of Rabbah that we said, that when a person says "ho korban," or well, it'll turn out that he's saying "la korban." La korban, we translate as two different statements. La korban, it shall be a korban, therefore lo chalacha. Here, the Mishnah seems to be ignoring that, and yet we just proved it's a libit of Rabbi Meir, and that's exactly what the Gemara is going to focus on. Is this not a contradiction in the way that we understood Rabbi Meir until now? So all of the above cases are mutar. Money matnitin. So now, the Mishnah clearly right up front is Rabbi Meir, correct? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it makes absolutely no difference. Lo shani le korban, lo shani le ha korban. I don't care what you say. If you don't say ki korban, probably the correct girsa is lo shani le korban sha ochalacha, lo korban, lo shani korban sha lo ochalacha. That's the main point. So according to him, it makes no difference how it is that I phrase it. I will eat, I won't eat. If I don't use the chof ha-dimyon, it's a meaningless statement, al libet Rabbi Yehuda. Since the Mishnah very carefully focuses on the only case is lo ochalacha, mashma that if you said korban she'ochalacha would be asur, and korban she'ochalacha asur is natural, al libet Rabbi Yehuda, who says without a chof ha-dimyon, it's mutter. So therefore, it's clearly Rabbi Meir. Okay. So now continue, please look at the Seifa Ema Seifa. La korban lo chalacha mutar. Now wait a second over here. We had before the Mishnah. Hatnan la korban lo chalacha. Rabbi Meir oser. Even though al libet Rabbi Meir, we do not hold of michla lavata shomea hein. Rabbi Abba explained that anomaly by saying that nasa ki ilu omer la korban yehei. Therefore, lefichach lo chalacha. Why don't we say the same thing over here? Why do we not say that la korban in our Mishnah is indeed otzer al libet Rabbi Meir? So now it turns out we have a Mishnah that is only partially Rabbi Meir, but whose opinion does this latter piece reflect? That we do say mikla levat ha-shomein, then half of it would be Rabbi Meir and half of it would be Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, no, lo kasha. There's a big difference between la korban without an olive and la korban with an olive. So it says lo le korban is what we're talking about over here. So how do you remember la korban? By the way, remember that there were two pshatim before that distinguished between a lamit shva'it and a lamit petucha. So you say la, that's the equivalent of lo. If you say le, then it would mean le korban yehei, therefore. However, all along we've been learning the sugya not like that. And therefore, the girsa that we have over here is consistent with the way we've been learning up until now. Namely, if you say la korban, so that has dual possibilities. It may mean to the specific korban, meaning it shall be yasser, and therefore, lefichach lo chalacha, or it could be a lashon of a negative. La korban, never for a korban, and then it would only be what I don't eat from you is not a korban, what I do eat from you is a korban, but that's dependent on b'chlal lavat ha-shomein, and therefore, libet Rabbi Meir would be mutter. Since we have two possible interpretations, the klal is that we go on l'shonot nedarim l'chumra. So we would have said asur al libet Rabbi Meir. However, if you say lo le korban, there's no possible way to interpret it other than as a double negative. Lo le korban mashani lo chelacha, but kein le korban mashani kein chelacha. But that would be not so according to Rabbi Meir, because it doesn't help to say michlal lavat ha-shomein. Therefore, our mission is perfectly consistent with Rabbi Meir as long as we insert the word lo instead of la korban. Or again, according to those girsaot that made a difference between a shva and a patach, then it's just a question of how to pronounce the Mishnah. That's where he says la korban, which means lo korban. This one he says li korban, which can be interpreted as Rabbi Abba said.
I think you have to say lo yivitun oroth.
Well, yeah, but there's a way to distinguish it in terms of
your
sure, la korban and lo la korban.
If you say la, which always with an olive, not with a patach. If you say
so, then it's longer. So that's we hear the difference. We'll see later on cases where we can't necessarily hear the difference. We're going to be talking about that later on the daf. Okay, you're on. You said that without any fire at all. There we go. Shavua lo ochalacha. Now the same cases where he says it lashon shavua. So shavua lo ochalacha. Hashavua shochalacha. Lo shavua lo ochalacha. So there, in all of these cases, it's aser. Now, you'll notice that over here we do seem to be dependent on Michlala Vatashomehain, right? Because he says Beferish over here, Lo Shvua, let's say La Shvua. He says, Lo Shvua, Lo Chalacha, which can only be interpreted to make it Otzer by saying, but Kain Shvua, Mashikeno Chalacha, correct? But I thought that we're supposed to be going Alibi to Rabbi Meir over here. Here we have no way of saying it's going Alibi to Rabbi Abba. How are we going to explain this? And the Gemara doesn't even ask this. Here the Ran explains a very important halacha, that the entire din of Michla Lava Tashubayin or Lo is actually based on Tanai B'nai Gad B'nai Ruvain, correct? That was the Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in the first place. Since Moshe Rabbeinu speaks out to Tanai with them, that if you do go, then you'll get that chelik, and if you don't go, then you're not going to get that chelik. Apparently, we don't rely on implications. You need to state both possibilities clearly and the consequences of both possibilities to make a condition. But that is only where you are making a financial condition. Because over there was a question of who is going to own this land and who's going to get Nachla somewhere else. Therefore, we can at best conclude, Alibi de Rabbi Meir, that the din of never saying Michlala Vatashomehain is only true in financial contracts or financial agreements. But if you're talking about Isser, there's no basis for saying that. We understand perfectly well. Now, when you say, it shall not be a shvua what I don't eat from you, that's an understatement, that when you very clearly are trying to say in a nice way is, I won't eat from you, the shvua. So over there, when you're dealing with Isser, we have no reason to say that the Torah would have told us, don't rely on the implication of the language to create the shvua. Since every neder has implications on the value of the chafetz for you or for someone else, it's ipso facto financial on some level. And therefore, we apply the din of needing tnai kaful, which means we don't see mechla lava tashmerein alib Rabbi Meir. But since this is a case of shvua, which has no implications on a chafetz, so it's kulo iser. It's how you are meant to act. If that's the case, we indeed will follow Michlalavat HaShomehain, even Alibid Rabbi Meir. Very, very important distinction that the Mishnah here is taking for granted. You've totally, totally locked me into Bushti now. Can't have anything else. Okay, says the Gemara. Now, you're saying, one part I don't understand. Shvu'a sho'chalacha means a shvu'a I won't eat? What does it shvu'a sho'chalacha mean? I'm making a shvu'a that I will eat. I mean, that's a pretty odd way of interpreting the word. I mean, you're saying shvu'a sho'chalacha actually means a shvu'a what I eat. In other words, I will not eat. The law on the mashma. But that's not true. Because we know very clearly the opening Mishnah of the whole sugya of Lahara Lahaitiv. Remember, when it comes to Shvuat Bitui, which is the din of a shvua that you make, which we've been talking about, that is similar to Nedarim, which you're committing yourself either to do or not to do something. It's over there. The Torah says that the nature of the shvua is Lahara or Lahaitiv. Now, we understand Lahara Lahaitiv means you can make a shvua either in the positive or in the negative. In other words, you could say you will do something, so that if you say, I'll eat something, that, believe it or not, is called lativ. That's a good thing. If you say, I won't eat something, that's a bad thing, because the world is meant to be enjoyed. Right? And that's how we actually darshan it. Of course, that's irrelevant of your weight, which ought to be consequential, but we'll see that it does, it actually, the context does make a difference. So, in any event, since we darshan l'ra lativ is in both directions, so then, obviously, if the Mishnah explains it, what does that mean, la'ra la'itir? Shvua shtayim shein arba, because you could say, she'ochal I will eat, v'shelo ochal, that I won't eat, which is la'atid. And we learn out from there that the same thing can be true in the past. So you can make a shvua that I did eat, she'ochalti, or she'lo ochalti, that I didn't eat. Now, obviously, if the Mishnah is contrasting she'lo ochal with she'ochal, it's clear. So, midiko amar v'sha'ochal v'shelo ochal is what it should say. The achalti v'lo achalti is irrelevant. We take that out. Michlal d'sha'ochal lecha is mashma de'achilna. I will eat. Now, you're saying sha'ochal is mashma and I won't eat. Now, how do you explain that? And besides that, you're also saying that shvua sha'ochal, we're talking, I'm sorry, Omar Abaya, So first, Abaye says, look, the truth is the Lashon itself could be read in two ways, but it's all contextual, right? So, Shochar Shtei Lashonot Mashma. Let's say, Hayu Besarvim Bo Lecho. They're inviting a guy over, and he says, okay, I'll come, I'm going to eat. Achilna. And they keep pressing, okay, Shvua Shochar, right? So then it's clearly Mashma de Achilna. But if he's saying, Lo Achilna, V'tu Amar, Shvua Shochar, I'm telling you that what I'm not going to eat. And then he says, it's a shvua what I'm going to eat by you. I'm not going to eat. So over there, it's mashma shelo achal. I mean, it's all basically contextual. Ravashi says, no. It's not contextual. Sheochal is, of course, a shvua that I will eat. But the way to read the Mishnah is not she'ochal, but rather she'i'ochal. I'i'ochal means I won't eat. It's rather Pentagonese for I will eat, I will not eat. But it's still a way to say it, you know, if you're trying to sound very contemporary, she'i'ochal. Well, so then, I mean, in Kain Pshita, if the guy really said she'i'ochal, I mean, so what's the chiddush? Maila Memra. Now, obviously, so then it means I won't eat. No, because you must admit it's not a normal way to talk. She'i'ochal. The person doesn't want to eat. He says lo'ochal, not i'ochal. Non-eating. What does non-eating mean? I'm in a state of non-eating. This guy's got a little bit of a problem. So ba'adatema mekum lishon itkale. It may simply be that the guy's stumbling. In other words, he's saying she'i'ochal. Does he really mean she'i'ochal? Maybe we should take into consideration the possibility of a stumble. Because we should look at the normal way of saying something and then read it into the language that this probably is what he meant to say. Kamashmalan is that we cannot do that. We have to take the lashon as given. Now, Abaye lo amar Ravashi. So Abaye says that, what do you mean? It doesn't say she'i'ochal. It's a she'ochal. I mean, that was all through the Masechta. That's been the way that we had the lashon. She'ochal. Ravashi, on the other hand, we're going to use now a lashon of Yerushalmi. We never find this word in the Bavli. Nadi. Nadi min tam dabai. Nadi means a lashon of waivers. It's like nodeid in Hebrew. Nodeid. I don't like that too much. So nadi min tam dabai. It doesn't mean he completely rejects it. It's impossible. But I don't like to say the pshat of Abaye. Why don't I like to say the pshat of Abaye? I'll tell you. If you really are talking about a language in the Mishnah that is meant to be understood in context, but every language is meant to be understood in context. In other words, why should you focus on the difference between she'ochal or lo achilna? You could understand ochal in context, you can understand lo achilna in context. For instance, says Rav Ashi. I mean, look, she'lo achal could also be mashma that I will eat, depending on how you say it. Shtei lashonot. For instance, are you besarvim be'lechol? They're pressing him to eat. And he's saying, what do you want? Did I ever say I'm not going to eat? Then he says, v'omar nami shvua. Then it doesn't matter what he says. If he says shvua she'ochal, so then he's saying, okay, I swear I'm going to eat. Now you're happy. Or he says, what? Shvua lo'achal na. Did I ever swear I'm not going to eat that you guys are so worried about it? Why wouldn't I eat? I mean, so again, you want to talk about context, but you can do anything with context. You know, insert the tones and you got a Mandarin Hebrew over here. Whatever it is the Mishnah will say, you can make it mean anything. It makes no sense to me, says Ravashi, to focus on only one of the Lashonas and to say that the Lashon of Achilna is contextual, but the Lashon of Lo Achilna is not contextual. They're all contextual. So how could you say such a thing? So if you say over there, Ben Shochal, Ben Shalachal, isn't it clear that Adena Achilna Mashma, right, the Amar? He's clearly saying, I will eat. You can obviously, therefore, I say, look, it's crazy to say that the Tana is referring to weird cases of context. Elatana Paska. Actually, the Tana is not talking about contextual understanding. He's talking about what the words mean. So he's saying, She'ochal is Mashma de Achilna. That's what we said in Shavuos. And shalochal is clearly mashma, lochal mashma. You'd need an awful lot of contextual evidence to say the otherwise. Therefore, I say, the only way to understand the Mishnah is to insert that little yud in there, you know, shochal, she'iochal. That at least makes it an absolute, rather than talking about tones that don't appear in the Mishnah at all, which is extremely unlikely. Richie, you want to just repeat the last four words?
I don't think I can go back that far.
Two words?
I'm working on it. I was out there.
Well, I just want to know, was it blue or was it white?
No, neither.
Yeah.
Somewhere else, I'm not quite sure where.
Yeah. Two words. Last two words.
Two words. Yeah. That would have been nasty. I don't think he's even up enough to do that. Dear President. Boy, Saba Josh is going to have serious competition when he gets back, I'll tell you. Last I heard, he was doing Baruch Hashem. Well, it turns out he had cellulitis. No. He had a rather dangerous situation there. But seems he's recovering. Yeah, yeah. Now, what we've just seen, that you can say, Yeshua Shalom Chal, and if you did such a thing in the Dorim, at least that's what it seems. We're going to make it clear in the Gemara what we're talking about precisely. Is more chomer with a shvua, because a shvua can be chal on a dover that has no tangible, like sleep or anything else, whereas a neder cannot be. But it's also chomer ben adorim b'shvuot, because ketzat. Suppose a guy says, koneim sukkah shani oseh, or lulav shani notel, or tefillin shani meniach. So if a person asers the sukkah on himself, the lulav on himself, the tefillin on himself, so then, when it comes to Nedarim, it would be Asur, because he can create an Isra on the Chayfetz. But when it comes to a Shvua, Bishvuot Mutar, She'inish Ba'in La'avor Al HaMitzvot. However, the Shvua would not be Chal, because you cannot be Mavatel, your standing commitment to the Mitzvah, that's not up to you. It is a Shvua Shav, and that's very important, as we'll see in a moment. Now, you'll notice that the language over here is, this is more Chomor. Now, to say that something is not chal or chal does not seem on the face of it to be a function of chumrah. It's just a question of how you do it. I mean, you're going to say this is more chumrah because this is the way to make a shvuah and this is the way to make a neder. So if you're saying that it's chumur, what you seem to be saying is that despite the fact that such a neder is also a neder, if you make a shvuah, the shvuah is more chumur. Now, what is that supposed to mean, asks the Gemara. Chomer, I mean, you're talking about chomer or non-chomer. So, in other words, what you're saying is that it is a neder, except it's not as chomer as the shvuah. I don't get that. Didn't the Mishnah just say mutter, that all of the cases are mutter katoni? No. You're mixing up what we're referring to. We're not referring to, we're going on the original Mishnah. Asevet idach bava katani. We're talking about where you contrast shvur she'eni yashen, she'eni medaber, she'eni ma'alech, asur. So we're saying, zeh chomer b'shvot b'nedarim. Why? Because we're assuming now that indeed when it comes to a neder, such a neder would be chal. Why would it be chal? Not because we're going to adjust it to mean konem einai b'sheina, konem raglai b'alicha, konem pi midibur, anything like that. But rather, because as Ravina said, you can make a neder midirabbanan lo yachel devaro. That's what we learned last night. That there is a lo yachel devaro dirabbanan on an intangible thing, which the neder will be chal on. Obviously, you're not going to be chayv niyaraita on such a thing. But if you make a shvuah, the shvuah will be a diorita. Therefore, the shvuah will be chomer. That's what it means. So indeed, the simple meaning of the Mishnah is the contrast of the chumra of shvuah's diorita, which would be chal, to the neder, which Alibi de Ravina is only chal, to Rabbanan. That layer of meaning is certainly there in the Mishnah. So we don't have to say that we're talking about the neder diorita and that we rephrase it. There's also a simple meaning to the Mishnah, which everybody's agreed to. But we passing like Ravina. We don't view that as a machlokas in the sugya. It's clearly true, as the Ron said at the end of the last parak, it's clearly true that we could always say that we're talking about a Balayachil de Rabbana. If we try to make the sugya work out so that it should even be Shayach Malkus, we have to adjust the language. But then there's the simple meaning. So the simple meaning of the Mishnah indeed contrasts the nature of the Chumrah. Now you'll say, and how about the next case? Chumrah ben Adorim ben Shvuot, and so on. Why over there is it Chumrah? Isn't it true that the Shvuah is not Chal at all? When it comes to saying, I won't sit in a sukkah? So that's not a Chumrah. It's just the way that you make it Chal or not. Ah, but as Rav Mati just pointed out, what's the din in that case if you made such a Shvuah? It would be a Shvuat Shav. So you can't say it's not. That's a pretty bad thing. Except it's not going to answer your yeshiva besukas. I can't say it's not a shvuah at all. It is a shvuah, but it's not a shvuah to create an isra of yeshiva tzuka. That's the point. So that I take for granted. The lashon of chumrah makes sense in the next case. Yes. If it wasn't a mitzvah, it would be chal. I will not sit in a hut. Sure. That's a shvuah, not a neder. I will not sit in a hut. Now, Rav Kahana, he learns that it was Omer of Gidol HaMarav. Rav Tavyume learns that it's Omer of Gidol HaMashmuel. But in any event, what either Rav or Shmuel said, or maybe both, Minayin she'enish ba'im la'avor ala mitzvot. Why do we take for granted that you cannot make a shvua to be over on mitzvot? Talmud lomar, if you take a look, there's a contrast in the pasuk. It says, "Ish ki yidor neder laHashem, o yishava shvua leesor yisrael nafsho." So, what's the neder is in terms of laHashem, but shvua is leesor yisrael nafsho. Lo yachel devaro, right? Mm-hmm. So, the implication is, okay, you can make a neder laHashem, meaning even something that is nogea laHashem. Lo yachel devara. You cannot be mechala what you said, despite the fact that it affects chefetz shamayim, such as putting on tefillin or taking it, sitting in a sukkah, whatever the case may be. So mechalhu lechefetz shamayim. There is no problem if you made a neder. You will have to be very careful and cancel the chefetz shamayim la Hashem and keep your word. But when it comes to a shvua, where it doesn't say Lashem, so over there, the shvua indeed, you will have to be mechalal, and the shvua will not be chal on the Heftze Shemayim, Lashem, and therefore you can't be mechalal it. Says the Gemara, that's a pretty funny pasuk. I mean, isn't it true that the Lo Yachel Devaro is at the end of both the neder and the shvua? I mean, it would be easy to read the pasuk of ish ki yodor neder lashem o yishava shvua. So in other words, or lashem yishava shvua, then lo yachel dvoro on either the above. So dvoro in omach mechel, but the shvua should be chal also on the lashem. I mean, it's not a very persuasive limud. I mean, o yishava shvua lashem lo yachel dvoro. I mean, that obviously, it doesn't really say that, but it says La Hashem O Yishava Shvua, which is the same thing, right? We could say it's going on the words Yishava Shvua Lo Yachel Devaro. Omer Abaye, look. Basically, what we're doing over here is we're relying on an intelligent evaluation of the meaning of the pasuk. I mean, it's not that the words themselves necessarily indicate to us that we would apply the Lo Yachel Devaro versus Chefetz Shamayim in this case and not the other case. It's that if you consider, when a person says, Hadayama Hana'at Sukkah Alai, and Hadayama Shvu'a Shelo E'enemena Sukkah, it's simply logical to say that in one case, we don't have a direct confrontation of the Chefetz Shamayim, gotcha, of Chefetz Shamayim, oh, a perfect shot. Chefetz Shamayim versus your own words, right? Because you're not talking about the Chefetz Shamayim. You're talking about sitting in huts. Oh, dear me, one of those huts happens to be that sukkah I was supposed to sit in for sukkahs. Oh, well, you can't have me sit in a hut, which is an iser. That's like saying I should eat chaz in order to be b'kayim einik Shabbos. I can't do that. We're like not allowed to sit in huts, right? The same kind of situation. So over there, since we don't have a confrontational neder, And it just boils down to the fact that lo yachel dvaro, even though it's nogea chatzis shamayim, okay, it makes sense to say that. When you're saying a shvuah, shelo e'enem and asukah, so then this is confrontational. When you're going to say that the Potsk is saying that your chafetzim are more important than chatzis shamayim, that's not in your hands to do. That's what we're really relying on. Says Rava, I don't like the way you said that. Excuse me. The language is very poor language. What do you mean, ehenem and hasukkah? Well, you sit in a sukkah, that's not considered to be hana'ah. You're going into the sukkah in order to be mekayim a mitzvah. Since when are mitzvot le'enot nitnum? We don't call that hana'ah. A guy is sitting down in a sukkah to be mekayim a mitzvah. Where's the hana'ah? V'chi mitzvot le'enot nitnum. I agree that fundamentally you're correct. Your language is a very poor choice. The correct way to say it is like this. If you say yeshivat sukkah alai, versus saying shvuah shelo eshev basukkah. So then you're saying it's irrelevant, the level of pleasure that I derive is irrelevant. I swear not to sit in a hut. Okay? What does that have to do with what you do have hano, you don't have hano. Right now, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, you have to sit in a hut. So okay, so then again, if you're asering the sitting of a hut, in the hut, so then the object now becomes aser for sitting. The Ron actually says over here that there are shitas who say, that this is actually the Tosfos, there are shitas who say that you don't necessarily have to phrase it, I aser the hut for its yeshiva. You could actually make a neder saying yeshivat sukkot or aser alai. So you'll say, isn't sitting an intangible? It is. But when you mention the object in the statement, then the intangible act becomes associated with the object, and it's automatically understood as referring to the hut, rather than you're needing to say the hut is us or for its yeshiva. So as soon as you mention, and that's true about all the cases, if you mention enai, raglai, pi, sukkah, whatever, it doesn't really matter, technically speaking, how you phrase it. Because there is a tangible chafetz that the neder has to be chal on. Or, this is an aside, but it's an important aside.
To sit.
But it says yeshivat sukkah. Yeah, enochinami. You could stand. But in that case, then enish bahimi. I mean, there's a big difference over there. So, if you say shalosh sheba sukkah, so then you can't do that. You're already meshubah to sit in a sukkah. If you say shivat sukkah alai, then we're not going to feed you something that's treif in order for you to be mekayim a mitzvah. So let's think about that. This whole limud does. I was sure I heard this limud from a completely different source. What this is, what it's all based on, like an intellectual analysis of how reasonable it is to talk about a confrontational lashon vis-a-vis a lashon that is non-confrontational, and that's the question. There's a simple limud for that we know from elsewhere. The limud is like this in the Braita, Miatam Nafkele, the Tanya. Yochol nishba levatel et ha-mitzvah velo bitel. Yochol yechayav. You might think when you make a shvuah that you are not going to put on tefillin. And you didn't be, you went ahead and you put on tefillin. You might think you'd be chayav in that case for a korban on a shvuas bitui. Talmud lomar, therefore, the Torah says, nefesh ki si shava levate bisvatayim. And there it's la'ra ole'etiv. And then, v'yasham le'achat mi'ela, then he goes ahead and he brings a korban. So this is only la'ra ole'etiv. But we understand la'ra ole'etiv to mean to do something bad for yourself, which is to swear off Haagen-Dazs, or to do something good for yourself, which is to commit yourself to a cup of Ben and Jerry's every day. So then, I'm sorry, Barnea, it doesn't necessarily apply to all of us. I mean to.
I used to sell Haagen-Dazs, and I now
sell it to. I understand. In any event, this time the Ben and Jerry's in Richie's neighborhood. It's not in your neighborhood.
Yeah, that's the main plan.
That's here, but the Makar of Ben and Jerry's.
Vermont.
Vermont, absolutely. It's right there up on the skiing, on the skiing slopes. That's all right, we'll give Barnea the Israel franchise. So, in any event, it says, and we darshan from there, just like how Tava is a Rishut. I mean, it's not the Torah's Machai of you necessarily to have a cup of Ben and Jerry's a day. Right? So you can now make a Shvuah to do something for yourself. So, but if that's the case, contextually, the hara'ah is also reshut. That means that the Torah doesn't give you options to do something or not to do something. Well, that's basically what it means, to do or not to do. Now, it would mean not to do that which is a reshut. I will not eat Ben and Jerry's. But if it was a nishba, levatelata mitzvah, I will not put on tefillin. And then you went ahead and put on tefillin. That's fine. Velo bitel. You weren't over on anything. She'ina reshut biyado. So why do we need the pasuk of lo yachel devaro if we have the pasuk of la ra la'itiv in the parsha of the korbanot? Answers the Gemara, well, isn't that the whole point? I mean, chad kol miftre mi korban. The pasuk of la ra la'itiv, which is coming to tell me the dinim of korban ashwad bitui, is only there to tell me you're parted from a korban. But there's many cases, as we're going to see in Shavuos, there's many cases where you may be chayev on the Isser of Shavua, where you don't have to bring a korban necessarily. So over here now, there's a p'tur of a korban. I would have thought that maybe there's an Isser lav of lo yachel devaro. Therefore, we need chad lemiftrei min lav de Shavua. Also, from the lav of lo yachel devaro on Shavuot bitui, that I need. And so both of these limudim are essential. Obviously, having the limud lahara la'etiv gives us a lot more leeway in darshaning an intelligent drash on Hashem when it comes to the distinction between the neder and the shvua. Shvua sheni yashen sheni medaber sheni mahalak asur. Korban lo chalaka korban shel chalaka lo korban lo chalaka mutar. Now, since the Mishnah's mashma, that had you said korban shel chalaka would be asur, so therefore mani matnitin Rabbi Meir. The Rebbe Yehuda, what's the difference? Lo shalom ha-karban, lo shalom ha-karban. You didn't say the chaf ha-dimyon? It's meaningless. So the name is Seifa. La korban lo chalaka mutar. Vat vatzan la korban lo chalaka Rebbe Meir oser. V'yom Rebbe Abba nasik omer la korban yehe lefichach lo chalaka. Lo kash odi omer la korban odi omer lo le korban. Once again, the two lashonis we had earlier as well. Ha di omer le korban v'odi omer la korban. The law have a korban ka'amar. Shvua lo chalaka, hashua shol chalaka, lo shvua lo chalaka asur. Mechlal da hashua shol chalaka means I won't eat. V'raminu. Shvua shtayim shein arba shol chal v'shalo ochal, shachaltim shalo akaltim mini mini ka'amar. Shol chal v'shalo ochal. Isn't that pretty clear that mechlal shol chalaka means I will eat? Otherwise, what's the example? Omer Abaye she'ochal actually could mean anything. Mishtele shenot mashma. Hayu mitzarvim bo le'achov. Omer achilna, achilna, but to shvua she'ochal. So then clearly the achilna mashma. Aval amar lo achilna, lo achilna. V'tu amar shvua, whether it's a she'ochal or the lo achilna ka'amar. Rav Ashi amar she'ochal de shvua, she'i ochal ka'amar. Ben, so then what's chiddush? Im kem pshit said, i ochal. Maila meimra. Because ma'u de tema, Makem, or some have the gears of mi'akim lishna, he's being okem the lashon, and not speaking clearly. Hudi itkale, so he's stumbling. Kamashman, so Abaye lo amad kerevashi, the lo katani she'iochal. Ravashi not even tam de Abaye, kasava shelo ochal nami mashmish te lishna. And you could say, oh, you misarvim bo lechov amar, lo achina, lo achina, v'yomer nami, what, shvua? So then ben shochal, ben shlochal, aden achil na mashma, the yomer. Elatana clearly was Pascha, otherwise there's no point in mentioning Lishonot if they're all contextual. So Shalochal means the Achil on the Mashmah, Shalochal means Shalochal Mashmah. Zeh Chomer B'Shuvot B'Nedarim. Now there's also Chomer B'Nedarim B'Shuvot, Ketzad. Omar Konim Sukkah Shani Oseh, Lulav Shani Notel, Tfilin Shani Menyach. So B'Nedarim Asur B'Shuvot Mutar, She'in Ishbayin La'avor Al HaMitzvot. So when you say Chomer, you're saying what? It is a neder. I thought we said it's Mutar. No, it's referring to the Seifa. It's a Shuvot She'ini Yashen, She'ini Medabe, She'ini Malach Asur. Zeh Chomer B'Shuvot B'Nedarim, because the Dorim is Chalali B'Ravina, but only bin Rabbonan on a lo yachel de Rabbonan, as we went through last night. Chomer bin Adorim b'shvuot ketzad. Now, Rivkana mati omer gidol omer Rab, Rivtugima mati omer gidol omer Shmuel, as follows. Binai in jenish bain lavor, ala mitzvot amed lomar, lo yachel devoro, in the context of shvua la neder la Hashem, lo yachel devoro, devoro lo yachel. But the other part, which was la Hashem, nari givim echel, echel lo kabzit shamayim. I don't get it. So Mashal Neder, because what? It says, Ish ki yido neder la Hashem. Lo yachel dvor. You could say the same thing with the Shua. You could say that the la Hashem is referring to Oi Shava Shua. So Oi Shava Shua could also be read la Hashem, lo yachel dvoro. Omer Abaye, it's all really reasonable that we're looking to. Or the Omer Hana'atsuka la yadam ashlo enem in asuka. Omer Abaye, wait. The way you said that, that's terrible. It's nothing to do with ene. The way to say it is the difference between yeshivat sukkah, it's irrelevant then whether you're nene or not nene. Well, I thought we learned it on the Adam Nafkele, the Tanya. So just like Atavaz Rishut, Avara Arishut. Yatzan nishbala v'atel at mitzvah v'lo b'tel she'ina reshut b'yado, in which case he would be potter from the korban. True, he would be potter from the korban. So chad krezel mifter any korban. That's a korban shvua, but we still need the other pasuk of la Hashem lo yachel devaro specifically lemifter emi lav dishvu. Now wasn't that